USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Immigration protests across the USA yesterday, and some estimates number them at nearly 700. Protesters against the president's immigration policies and showing support for immigrant rights, and not just in big cities like New York, Chicago, and L.A. This woman speaks at a rally in Indianapolis.
We each bring our own perspective to it, but I think that we all have a heart and we all feel that what's going on is not right.
In the thick of yesterday's protests and rallies, President Trump tweets, quote, "When people come into our country illegally, we must immediately escort them back out without going through years of legal maneuvering." Forecasters warn 50% of the lower 48 states will experience dangerous heat starting today and running through the 4th of July. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant, backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
A 52-year-old illegal immigrant arrested for allegedly starting the spring fire in southern Colorado. Authorities say Jesper Jorgensen faces arson charges and will be handed over to ICE. The fires burned over 41,000 acres. It's destroyed a lot of structures, forcing hundreds to evacuate homes, and it's still at zero containment. The Democrats' weekly address criticizing last week's Supreme Court ruling, saying that public sector unions can't force non-public union workers to pay dues to pay for unions' collective bargaining work, which benefits them. Congressman Matt Cartwright of Pennsylvania delivers the address.
This week's decision undermines the freedom of people who keep us safe. The first responders, corrections officers, police officers, snowplow drivers, and firefighters, all public service workers, public servants who go out there every day for you, for me, and for our kids.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
More on the immigration demonstrations yesterday, and that one in particular in Washington across the street from the White House. There, anti-abortion protesters clashed with those immigration demonstrators. That's when a man using a megaphone called abortion the true family separation. He said the pro-life movement also agrees humans should never be separated from their families. However, the immigration protesters started booing him, shouting, "Shame!" He was then joined by other anti-abortion activists holding large signs at the rally. The two sides never actually ended up clashing, and no arrests were made. To Los Angeles, where U.S. House Democrat Maxine Waters told an immigration protest that death threats aren't fazing her. She warned those who have threatened her that, quote, "If you shoot me, you better shoot straight. There's nothing like a wounded animal." And on the issue, she told the crowd,
"We are here along with all of the other protesters across the country to say to Donald Trump and his cabinet and all of them, we're not afraid of you. You should be ashamed. We want our children connected back to their parents."
And as expected, all-star NBA forward Kevin Durant will re-sign with the Warriors, as reports say he's agreed to a 2-year deal with Golden State worth over $60 million. And for USA Radio News,